Oklahoma's panhandle is empty and hard to get to. The region attracts few people, very little industry, and none of the light pollution that comes with both. State Impact's Joe Wirtz recently visited a remote Oklahoma location that has a national reputation as the perfect spot to stare into deep space.
Terry Zimmerman adjusts the eyepiece on the 12.5-inch F5 Dobsonian he built from a kit. That's technical talk for a telescope that's so tall you have to climb a stepladder to take a peek.
Right up there?
Right here.
Oh, wow.
Right now I've got it set on M13.
What is M13 for somebody?
M13 is a globular cluster.
It looks like a snowball or a popcorn ball.
Zimmerman is from Amarillo, Texas. He and other members from his local astronomy club drove here to the far northwestern corner of Oklahoma's panhandle for the Okie Tech Star Party. The event continues through this weekend near Black Mesa, the state's highest point. Zimmerman says the plateaus and the desolate short grass prairie are the perfect environment for stargazing.
You get away from the city lights, light pollution. The nice thing about here is you can get to see the stars, you know, a lot of them naked eye. You can even see some of the galaxies naked eye.
The starlight is immersive. It's so bright you can walk around at midnight without a flashlight, which is good because flashlights are banned from star parties because they disrupt night vision unless they're outfitted with a red filter.
How far away did you say that was?
I don't know. How far is Andromeda?
2.6 million light years.
A couple of blocks.
Fred Gassert is an elevator contractor from Wichita. He's also president of the Kansas Astronomical Observers.
If you look in there, you're going to see a big fuzzy across the top.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And if you look down at the bottom of the view, there's another fuzzy.
Yeah, I do.
That's another galaxy.
Gassert and everyone else I encountered at Okie Tech's were excited to let strangers look through their scopes for a deep space show and tell. The Oklahoma City Astronomy Club, which organizes the annual event, says about 500 people registered this year.
You know, just to get that many people, you know, that large of a group of people together for one cause, and it's not political, it's not, you know, it's just to have fun, to enjoy the night sky, so.
The attendees stretch the definition of amateur astronomers. They set up arrays of cameras with special lenses for astrophotography and assemble banks of monitors and computer-guided telescopes. This year's event has attracted observers from Australia, Canada, and France. Gassert says the dark skies in Oklahoma's panhandle, the clear weather, and the 4,000-foot altitude around Black Mesa combine for the ideal setting.
It's one of the top star parties in the world.
We just like to spread the wonders, seeing the wonders of the universe.
John Diller was retired when he took up amateur astronomy. He says he had to get a part-time job to help pay for his growing telescope addiction. Diller trains his scope on a bright object known as the blue snowball. The glowing flare is a glimpse of a violent cosmic past.
It's called Planetary Nebula. It's basically a solar-type star that has gone through its evolution and then puffed up and blew off an outer shell, and that's the outer shell you see here.
Wow. Diller, who drove in from Pittsburgh, says the popularity of the Okie Tech Star Party is starting to create a bit of a catch-22. The setting is perfect because it's empty and unspoiled by people, a quality that's attracting large crowds of people.
We came over the rise there right around noonish, and it looked like a small-scale city.
Organizers say they're planning to expand the footprint of the stargazing event next year. That will give everyone more space to see space. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact Oklahoma is sponsored by Oklahoma Pork Council, committed to ethical animal agriculture and safeguarding Oklahoma's natural resources.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on the environment in the state, visit kgou.org and click the link for State Impact.